Please find us on Facebook by searching for Greening of the Great Lakes and follow us on Twitter at Green Michigan.
This is Greening of the Great Lakes. Here's more with your host, Kirk Heinze.
Well, it's been a while since we featured the Institute of Water Research at Michigan State University on the program, and so it's time we do that again. And to that end, I'd like to welcome Jeremiah Asher, who is a Geographic Information Systems Manager for the Institute of Water Research at Michigan State University. He's going to tell us about an exciting new program that will launch at the early stages of 2014. Jeremiah, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get into the Great Lakes Clean Communities Network, which is the new program we're going to be talking about, give us a thumbnail sketch of the work of the Institute of Water Research.
At the Institute of Water Research, we do a lot of work that deals with water resources in general. So the Institute was a federally designated institute, and there's one in each of the states, and mostly they're at the land-grant universities. So we do a lot of work that deals with specific responsibilities for facilitating and conducting research and outreach regarding to water resources. And more specifically, we actually have found our niche working with partners to develop custom online applications dealing with water, water-related quantity and quality issues. And a lot of those partners are the Nature Conservancy, Army Corps of Engineers, and EPA, Region 5, DEQ.
For a lot of online research. And by water issues, you folks deal a vast spectrum, everything from invasive species to non-point source pollution and everything in between, I suspect.
Yeah, we do. And there's been, actually, we do a lot of planning efforts as well with watershed management plans for 319 projects with Michigan State University. Also, stormwater management plans with the Greater Lansing area, and source water protection for a variety of different communities. But a lot of our efforts do focus on non-point source pollution.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can all agree, and we've featured it on this show many times, but the importance of all of these water-related issues going forward. I mean, there's nothing that's a hotter topic in the research arenas when we talk about sustainability than water right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, water kind of crosses across every industry and individuals, and it kind of plays a huge part in all of our lives.
Well, talking about some of these online resources and educating folks and linking different agencies together, tell us a little bit about the Great Lakes Clean Communities Network that you're working on right now.
Great. And this is a project that was funded by the Great Lakes Protection Fund. And we've got a couple grants from them. They fund a lot of innovative work that requires multidisciplinary partners to come together and work on big issues within the Great Lakes. And some of this work really came from previous work that we had done, where we identified some gaps within communities that we worked with that, you know, there was a lot of work that the institutes and universities and research centers were doing, but the communities weren't actually using some of these tools. So we had proposed to develop this Great Lakes network that we had set up to try to bridge that gap a little bit and bring some of these people together so that they can share information and resources and techniques and tools that they have to address environmental problems in their communities. So right now we have about four different communities that we're working with as pilot groups. They're Niagara Falls, New York, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Flint River Watershed.
It's no surprise that Grand Rapids would be among the, because you talk about innovative leadership up there in terms of sustainability and, of course, some of the water resource issues that they face.
Yeah, they're very involved in that sort of activity, and they've been great with helping us define kind of the types of issues that communities are dealing with in particular. So we have a variety of themes that cover, you know, anywhere from climate change to waste reduction and water-related stormwater issues. And even though some of them aren't directly water-specific, they all have a water component when it all comes back to it. And that's what we're trying to address through that network. So what we're doing right now is we're really drafting kind of the framework and themes that the communities will get access to in here. We've also done some evaluation of about 60 different online environmental tools that cover a variety of different topics. And those tools will kind of be brought onto the system initially just for people to get access to and learn about and perhaps to be able to benefit them and their community. So we've just recently sent out an invitation for people to participate in the network, and we'll continue to send those out over the next several months. We're trying to bring in as many people as we can to get feedback, and we don't want to have a lot of duplication. There are other types of networks that are out there. That deal with environmental issues, but we're really trying to focus a lot on water and water quality, and particularly across the Great Lakes. And to be able to, we think that people, by using these products and being able to share ideas and techniques and tools with each other, that they'll be more effective and efficient at addressing environmental issues in their area.
For people who are interested in tracking the development of this network, will there be updates on your website at the Institute of Water Research, or is there some other way that people can kind of follow the development of this tool?
Yeah, if you go to the Institute of Water Research website, www.iwr.msu.edu, you should be able to find some information about this project and kind of keep up with the timeline for when things will be released.
Well, best of luck with the network going forward. I've been talking with Jeremiah Asher. He is a GIS project manager for the Institute of Water Research at Michigan State University. The project is the Great Lakes Clean Communities Network. Again, best of luck going forward.
Thanks, appreciate it.
MLive Media Group is a Greening of the Great Lakes partner. To read Kirk's blog and to hear our show archives, please visit mlive.com/environment.
Greening of the Great Lakes explores how we can sustain and improve our planet for ourselves and for future generations. The show is a production of Michigan State University. Special thanks to Gary Reed and my producer, Russ White.
Kirk Heinze returns in a moment with more Greening of the Great Lakes.